Recording. If I can't, well, I'm gonna wait till this thing processes. So.
Failed to start recording alert. Starting the output failed.
What?
Please check the log for details. OBS.
Okay. Well, I don't know why I can't start the recording all of a sudden. Oops. I'm gonna check that log later. But for now, let's launch
Folder.
Eurofly here.
Launcher. Tweet 0 of 100.
Welcome to Eurofly. About Eurofly.
Tweet 9 of OBS. Tweet 9 of 100. Oops. Blank. OBS64C slash program
I think
files
I know why
x86
it broke.
slash OBS studio slash bit.
So, oh, by the way, I don't think it'll read text to speech, but if you guys want to try sending me like a chat, I have Restream Web up and running. So, yeah, let's.
Chat rest green.io Google chat rest.
Let's see.
Connected all three chat. Connected all
so,
three chat. Connected.
It looks like that. I actually don't know how to use the web browser plugin in OBS so I could embed the. Chats into the stream. So
SA at Sacomputer slash MNT slash C slash user slash 001 Euroflog S.
Let's get rid of that.
Log out. C. SIN is not right. Chat rest.
And
OBS Studio Euroflog row 1 call
go to tasks.
About you tasks.
Euro check blank.
Now. Actually, let's start in the hangar. Hang on a minute.
To end, press enter.
Blank.
About Euroflog.
Let's start in the hangar.
Menu profile voices options
options tab control.
So I went to options and I'm gonna go to flight
blank.
Whoops.
Map flygh range of air range of airport.
That's flyght. There's a misspelling in that tab.
Range of cap range of net frequency of frequency of start a new day in the hangar. Checked. This okay, tab can oh, tab control. Okay. Press
about Eurofly
right.
Tasks.
So the maps are finally loaded.
About tasks.
I am blank. Not using real weather.
Euro check republic blank.
So
hang.
I'm in the hangar. I'm going to open the door with Control Shift O. Whoops, Control
blank.
O, rather. I'm going to turn on the computer.
Done.
I'm going to, sorry, the transponder with Control Shift T. I'm going to turn on the radio.
Done.
Set frequency.
Control F. The computer with Control Shift K.
Computer on.
That was blank. Control Shift F, by the way, for the computer. For the radio, so.
New 132.6.
F shows me the frequency.
Enter frequency.
I have 132.6.
Clock 4, 2, 3, 5.
Enter the code.
Control, Alt-T, it was 4235, let me.
Identification
blank.
Confirmed.
Okay, so, I start the engines with, end and home. Let me look at my task real quick.
Ready.
Ready.
Sarah. List. Start. Velkaport. Destination. Liberec, Czech Republic.
Liberec?
Blank. Blank.
So, let me set that. I'm going to hit F8. Because I don't need the nearest airport
preview.
Right now.
Africa.
I'm going to go to
200.
Europe. So,
expanded.
Czech Republic.
Cyprus. Croatia. Czech Republic. Expanded.
And go to... Where was it?
Liberec, 56
Liberec.
Miles, 22 right, 12, Liberec, 56 miles, destination, blank.
Not too bad, not too bad. Now, this is the new procedure. You would normally go to, runway, and you would, you don't just take off from there. No. Now I started my day in the hangar. I'm gonna, by the way, turn on the temperature with Control Shift Q.
Tempering on.
That's temperature, should be. Control Shift V.
Ventilation on.
Turns on the ventilation. And Control
blank.
Shift P.
Pressure on.
Blank.
Pressurizes the cabin, which I'm doing now. So I start moving with page up. Oh, whoops.
Off.
Let's turn the brake off. And let's already extend my... No, I won't worry about that one. Brake was B.
16. 21.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Oops. Control B does that.
35. Hang.
I use K to check that I'm in the hangar.
-399. 35.
I'm gonna slow down a bit.
28. 28. 27. 27. 27. 25.
If I hear a ding, I'm going to hit the brakes and stop. Now, once I hear that beep in front of me, beep, beep, like a repeated beep, I'm going to wait till it stops and hit control right to turn north. Control left turns me south, east, and west. Basically, the cardinal directions. Shift, left, and right arrow. Turns me 10 degrees. Just regular left and right arrow turns me 1 degree. Down arrow, repeated pressing, raises my nose, which makes sense. You pull back on the stick. Down. Oh, shit.
Done.
-399.
Now there's a glitch. Well, okay. All right, let's move.
Off.
17, 19, 19.
Down arrow, lowers your nose. Repeated pressing up.
North.
Now I'm gonna go north.
10 left on 200, -388, -379. -311.
That was a runway or something.
-258. -226.
I need to get between 0 and 100. So I can park.
-168.
I'm using K.
-125. -90.
Slowing down with end.
-61. 6. -56. -40. -21. -4.
Done. Parking position.
Turn off the engines with end and home. Fuel with control shift E. Now. Let's try and get clearance. Whoops.
SK-737, all runway is currently in use. Please try again in a moment.
Okay, this is the part where you have to be really, really patient. Now.
SK-737, all runway is currently in use. Please try again in a moment.
Asking for clearance with F1.
Carl Billinger. Joel, at K7 Zoom at OBS Project, sure, I can pass it along. Reply 0 of 100. What's selected? Euroflot. Blank.
Okay.
SK-737, you are cleared to take off using the runway in front of you.
Now. Start my engines. There's two ways to take off. I can hold
ready,
home.
Ready.
Enter frequency.
Oops.
Euroflot.
Extend my flaps.
Blank.
With shift F.
On.
I'm gonna hit Control Enter.
Listen. Play.
And grab.
Maximum altitude. Takeoff speed. Current takeoff speed. 109 miles per hour.
109.
Play.
Now there's two ways to take off. I can hit Alt Home, which I'm gonna do.
Off.
After I release my parking brake. I can also hold Home until I get to the desired speed. When I want to stop increasing speed with Alt Home, I will then do the delete key. So.
16/209.
I'm going to raise my nose to 15 degrees. Let's go.
40/260. 50/260. 65/260. 78/260. 96/200. 100. 108.
Raise my nose.
3.
Oh, right. Come on. There we go.
17.
SK-737, flight 1 continue heading north.
Lower my flaps, or retract my flaps, raise my landing gear with control G.
122.
Taking off successful.
SK-737, climb to 500 and set heading towards your destination.
122.
122.
68 left on 200.
Now I'm gonna hit shift left 6 times. I checked my thing with N.
Ahead on 209, 328. 259/260 crosswind from left. 422.
Start leveling off by repeatedly hitting
one.
My
470.
Down arrow.
SK-737, continue on your present course and altitude.
502.
I can check my distance.
Blank.
With shift N.
Blank. 53 miles, Liberace 1106.
Sorry, control N. 53 miles.
Blank. 53 miles, Liberace
1106. SK-737, climb and maintain 6,000.
I can go up to 40 degrees for my nose if I really wanted to. But this is a tiny plane. I'm not...
660.
I'm not really going to do that.
700 and... 27. 30. 860.
Attention, you're entering the turbulence.
Rewrite on 200.
Check your drift with N.
Ahead on 292.
Need for needle. For compass needle.
1,190.
Check your distance with control N, as in needle or Nancy. I can repeat what the control tower says as long as I don't change frequency or tower.
SK-737, climb and maintain 6,000.
With the space key.
1,644, 30. 1,708.
Attention, you're entering the turbulence.
7 left on 200. Ahead on 291. 2,383. 30. 2,527.
Okay. For those of you who guys are new to my YouTube channel, I am totally blind. And I am totally blind, therefore I have to game with my ears. I play audio games such as this, but I also play console games such as Killer Instinct, Marvel vs. Capcom, Injustice. I have Killer Instinct on this computer.
3,394.
So... this thing also has a chat system.
3,877.
Let me quickly go over. Well, let me actually just. So I can level up a bit more slower.
SK-737, you are leaving the airspace of our airport.
So we'll be flying through clouds.
I want to actually.
You have entered the airspace of a new airport. Squawk 1070. Identification confirmed.
Out of clouds.
4,200.
Alright, so there's a system.
SK 737, descend to 2500.
Minus 4.
Down arrow.
Minus 12.
I'm checking the pitch.
Minus 14.
Of the nose with T.
Minus 15. 4,263.
SK 737, descend to 2500.
Right. 2500. Okay, meters. What task is this?
Task 0E.ETM.
Okay.
Blank.
Euroblock. If I hit tab.
Traffic.
I can see the traffic around me, which I'm not going to go over right now. But basically, it'll show the planes around me, if any, and it'll show all the planes in the company Eurofly. I'm going to hit tab. Now,
flying through clouds.
Ahead on 291.
If I wanted to invoke the chat message thing, I could do that with Control Shift G.
Done.
I can tab.
Messages.
SK 737, you are leaving the airspace of.
You have entered the airspace of a new airport. Squawk
6773. Identification confirmed.
3,396.
Now, there's one thing I don't agree with. This game is totally online.
Out of clouds.
Ahead on 3,238 miles over at 11:07 a.m.
Which I don't care for, because if I'm at work,
3,187.
Or if I'm traveling on the road and I want to play this, I will get socket right errors. The messages, by the way, checks on the server every 30 seconds for messages. I can send a message with Alt plus G.
Write a message.
Walk through.
Flying through clouds.
0-8. Now.
Out of clouds.
I'm gonna actually turn off the messages feature.
Off.
2701.
Because I need to start checking on my altitude. It'll send in about 30 seconds or less. So between 0 and 30 seconds.
2500.
Whoa!
Minus 5.
Get my nose to 0.
0. 2,506. 34 miles liberate ahead on 291. Martin Porcellus, at K7 Zoom interesting simulator, but why is there random sounds of wind and rain? The other thing is the planes that pass overhead should sound muffled, as you're inside a cockpit. 2 minutes ago.
SK737, descend to 2,000.
You might, want... No, because that is AI traffic.
Minus 18.
We need to actually hear that, because there's a thing...
SK737, descend to 2,000.
I did not talk about the TCAS. Hello, Martin Corsells, or Corsells.
2,100.
Hold on a minute. I can't...
2,160.
That's random weather. The one thing I...
28. Minus 2. 0.
The one thing I did not go over... was weather API they have, but I can't really do it now because it's kind of broken.
Left 30 miles of the horizon, 11:06 and 56 seconds a.m.
SK-737, continue on your present course and altitude.
And there is a TCAS system with Control-Shift-C, but that is not on the smaller planes. It should be. You're right, the planes should be muffled, but they're not. If I want to request clearance, I can. Now, I have this thing in miles. I can check the distance between my airport with F1.
Drug over Slovy.
Try that again.
Drug over Slovy.
Why isn't it telling me my... Okay. Well, it's alright.
Martin Porcellus, at K7 Zoom Interesting Simulator, Blank.
Now, I can ask for clearance with F1 as soon as I get to 2 kilometers, about 0.8 miles from the airport, if I made a mistake.
Ahead on 291.
I can cancel with Shift plus F1. If I need a pause, it's Alt plus F1. By the way, for you guys who are new, I have a Patreon page, and we do have some goals set. I do want to actually do as I promised, but I can't until we get to the goals.
SK-737, descend to 1,300.
Minus 16. Minus 18. 1969. 1870.
Oh, you can check out my Patreon page at Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, the TFFP podcast.com.
1676.
Here's some fun goals, you know, if I get 10 patrons, I'll play 2 Ladders of Killer Instinct.
1565.
Back to back. If I get...
SK 737, you are leaving the A-Space of...
You have entered the A-Space of a new airport. Squawk.
1874. Identification confirmed. SK 737, this is your destination airport. Descend to 100 and conduct tower to request landing clearance at 2 kilometers from the airport.
-16, -1300.
Let me start slowing down to about 120 miles an hour.
227 crosswind per left.
How far am I in miles?
20 miles, Liberates 11:08 and 36 seconds a.m. 1091.
Now, it says my landing speed is going to be...
Listen.
Control
point.
Enter, let's down arrow.
Current takeoff speed. Passive current landing airspeed, 109 miles per hour.
109. So, I'm going to slow to about 120 or 122.
752. 227 crosswind from left. 648. 205 crosswind from left. 557. -15. 17 miles, Liberates 11:09 and 26 seconds a.m.
If I hit F1?
Liberates, 26 a.m.
I'm 26 kilometers away from Liberetsk.
354. -15. 317. -15. -5.
Start leveling off early.
277.
Very early. And descend to about 130. I'd better not hit...
244.
Any turbulence.
232. Ahead on 219. -5. 171 crosswind per right. 15 miles, Liberates 11:10 and 14 seconds a.m. Ahead on 187.
Now.
-2. 1. 3. 181. -5. 174.
That's the theme for Moldau, by the way.
157. 13 miles, Liberates 11:09 and 38 seconds a.m.
Right now it is
11:05 a.m.
11:05. So I have about 4 minutes to kill.
171 crosswind per right. K7 Zoom and Fenrir Video OBS Project B Carpool. Adding software gain on top of potential hardware gain can get noisy. I would use Winders first to get close and fine tune with OBS 4 minutes ago.
My hardware gain actually is at 100%. This mic is just naturally quiet. There's a compressor if I really wanted to use it.
11 miles, Liberates 11:09 and 36 seconds a.m. K7 Zoom said, as MS likes to toot their own horn on being at 11, why yet their biz units don't always do this. Scott is a prime example seconds ago. Twitter web client. Capjaw at K7 Zoom said. Blank.
We're talking about the new Skype, by the way. From macOS. It's not accessible. Well, no, I won't say that. It's accessible, but it's not really that easy to use. It's unstable. My Mac fan just spins up and Skype just goes busy, 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 and it shows the spinning pizza.
9.9 me Liberate blank.
As I call it.
9.7 me Liberates 11:10 and 10 seconds a.m.
Do I have a headwind?
171. 171 deadline one.
Yes, I do. Okay. At mile an hour. All right. I don't need that right now. I just don't. Landing. I'm going to go over that right now, because when it comes time for me to do this, I won't be able to speak. So, when I get clearance, I'm going to lower my landing gear. I could probably do this before if I really wanted to. And with Control G, and extend my flaps with Control plus F. I'm then going to make sure I'm at my landing speed of 109 to maybe about 111 miles an hour. And, because when I get to about 120 miles an hour,
7.5 meter rates, 11:10 and 2 seconds AM.
I...
171. ...147, deadline 1.
I will, then lower my... the pitch of my nose. And I'm not talking about the nose on my face. My nose is always in the air. No, I'm kidding. So...
6.4 me liberates 11:10 and 30 seconds a.m. Half jaw, at K7 zoom set. Blank.
And then I will land, and then hit Alt. End. Slow down to zero. You're gonna hear a ding.
5.6 meter rates, 11:10 and 30 seconds, 147.
That basically means for all other planes to not land. Or not even move. So, because I have the right of way, I have to go until I get to parking position 0 to 100.
4.9 meter rates, 11:10 and 9 seconds.
I don't know if that's feet.
147.
Or not.
4.5 me liberates 11:10 and 21 seconds a.m.
By the way, if you guys want to follow me on Twitch, because I'm thinking of just streaming there, because I'm getting, YouTube's just being nuts. I'm starting not to like it. You can follow me at twitch.tv/KE7ZUM. If I could figure out how to stream on Twitch using Xbox, I would. But that is currently not accessible.
3.4 meter rates, 11:10 and 45 seconds a.m.
So one of my goals of my Patreon actually is to get a capture card. And I do have some goals there. I don't remember what they are.
2.8 meter rates, 11:11, 100.
So now.
138 tailwind, 129 tailwind. 123 tailwind 1. 124 tailwind 1. 2.2 meter liberates 11:11 and 20 seconds.
I am 4 kilometers away.
Liberates 3 a.m.
3 kilometers, excuse me. When I'm 0.8 miles away, then I can contact the airport.
1.7 meter liberates 11:10 and 36 seconds a.m.
The reason I slowed down to
124 crosswind
4 and not 109 is because I have, when I pull my landing gear down, or when I lower my landing gear, it will reach,
Re-right on 294.
Whoops.
1 left on 294.
0.8 meter
rates, 11:11,
37 AM. SK-737, this is the control tower. We are experiencing heavy traffic and do not have any available runways. Please stand by.
Ahead on 295. 0.4.
SK-737, this is the control tower. We are experiencing heavy traffic and do not have any available runways. Please stand by.
1 left on 2. 1 left on 293.
I'm trying to...
178 left on 0.1 meter liberates.
All right, hang on a minute. Let me actually go out and then.
161 left on 109.
Let's try this again.
165 left on 167 left on 100. 168 left on south. 144 left on 134 left on 0.7 meter liberates 11:11 and 112 left on 88. 98 left on 80. 86 left on 75.
These planes do not turn on a dime.
60 left on 67. 48 left on 63. 36 left on 61. 31 left on 33 left on 34 left on 19 left on 51. 6 left on 50. 7 left on 1 left on 48. Ahead on 48. 0.2 meters.
SK-737, you are cleared to land. I repeat, you are cleared to land.
Done.
113 slash 112. 111 cross 100 and 100 and minus 12. minus 16.
Oh,
minus 111 from 115.
Okay.
95.
Now, I'm gonna hold down Alt M end once I land. Well, first I'm gonna check my runway position, how far back I am. Then I'm gonna start slowing down.
Landing successful.
Slowing down.
Minus 867. 88/0. Minus 694. Minus 586. Minus 460. Minus 295. 43/0. Minus 230. 29/0. 21. Minus 205. 12. Minus 191.
I have been stopping my decrease with the delete key.
Minus 147.
Remember, I need to get between 0 and 100 for parking, and the task will be complete.
Cap half jaw at K7 zoom set blank. Minus 90.
I forgot a few other keystrokes.
Minus 54.
But.
Minus 38. Minus 32.
I'll go over them when it comes time, like closing the cockpit door. ETC, ETC.
11/2000.
Done. Parking position.
Blank.
Task completed successfully. Congratulations. About Eurofly.
Okay, so that's it.
Exit.
Chat rest.
I hope.
Connected all. Connected.
That everyone enjoyed that.
OBS 64C.
I'm gonna actually get out of here.
Stop streaming.
And figure out why I can't record. I think I know why, actually. I think I know why. I probably messed up somewhere in changing my settings.
Start recording.
Because this is what happens when I start recording.
Failed to start recording alert. Starting the output failed. Please check the log for details. Note, if you are using the NVENC or AMD encoders, make sure your video drivers are up to date. Okay, enter button. OBS to...
So that's exactly what happens. Let me actually bring my
rate 55.
NVDA up to 100.
Rate 100.
I'm going to check the log and I'm going to troubleshoot this.
Stop streaming.
So with that, I will talk to you guys later. Take care, you guys.
Stop stream. No enter. Yes, enter.